Beautiful drushes and the parsha is basically saying that we went down to Mitzrayim, so Pharaoh sent Agolus, and Pharaoh's idea was Agolus and Yosef's idea was Agolus were opposite. Pharaoh's idea was Agolus was just bring them down here, we're going to set them up very nicely, we'll assimilate into a new country. Yosef's Agolus was bring all your stuff with you. So, I want you to retain your own environment. No kind of decision for cooking. Coming, and the question of the Mashu that in Canaan in Mitzrayim. What do you mean in Canaan in Mitzrayim? From Canaan. No, he wanted to set up their establishment, nice people. But Yehuda was one of the yeshiva. Yehuda was never. Of course, he wanted to set up an eternal society over there. So he wanted to set up a society that the yeshiva was never. That's basically what keeps us going throughout the world. We're able to create and retain our intended society. We don't assimilate. It's very important in our day. Fortunately, the British society found its way deep into our society, into our homes, in the most famous part of the world. He didn't say these words, but years ago, there was a whole discussion of having a television and having that. The big issue of not having a television was because if you have something within your home is supposed to create an internal environment. If you have television in your home, you basically destroy your internal environment. You put the entire external world with its values into your home. Nowadays, the chance has become much more complicated. You don't call it a television anymore. You gave it a different name. Now, it's a tool that you need. That's important. That's an important thing that we have to keep those bastions of Jewish values, whether it be our home itself as a beacon, place of education, appreciate our greatness. That's our goal. Okay, that's a good one for today. That's a life of badness, is appreciation. Appreciating how special we are. We think we're just another nation, so we behave like that. We don't protect ourselves. Appreciate how special we are, the faithfulness we have. Okay, so we were working on paying attention to things, good things. But the Shishi page, Hey, I am rich. Our eyes, our heart, and our ears are connected to the The shape of the house is something a person could see. And in the corner, can be measured with yardstick. So, according to another ultimate leader of Rabbanim happened. He has to be proven to understand the concept of his house. So, he says, I don't believe the Tayyar has come to come. The material, which are so delicate, sometimes in one way of the Tayyar, get a whole mountain of important things, has come to come. The material, they die in our shop and we'll shed it. The material, they die in our shop, we are to push mamish. As the Indian should your second story, with the athletes, all of them, Kafakhekas, the Shmo, and Gitibri, Oyf Matiri. To learn Torah is not enough just to have abstract thoughts. You have to focus on it. There's a difference between the people that are really learning and the ones that aren't. The real learning is all about bringing what you're learning down into Oyf Matiri. Sometimes we get carried away with different concepts. You have the legal, you have the Taina, the mothers. This, 1 second, what are we talking about? Learning really is a concrete thing. It's always given in the physical world. And we have to always make sure we have the picture. I remember this once a Rebbe, and one of the young Greeks is learning Mishnah. So the Mishnah of that Machlegi Shami Till is after wash your hands before you make Kiddush or after make Kiddush. So it's based on all kinds of concepts of Tumma Mitzayda, the hands are Shliya Tumma, the one. So this Rebbe, in fourth grade, decided, in order for him to understand it, as him holding an introduction about all the halachos. By the time they were finished with it, some didn't understand anything. Some of them had a whole drush on Tumma Mitzayda, they know you don't put the case. So, starting point always has to be, we're discussing a very mundane thing. Making Kiddush, should you wash your hands before you dance? We start off like that, and okay, I have a case clear, now let's discuss the concepts behind it. Sometimes we miss this point. We learn a Gemara, we get caught up with different steps of the Gemara, and we forget where we're coming from, where we're aiming to look at it isolated. That's the schema salaries, the person learns the sugya. Once we have a step number one clear, then we can go through the other steps and have a deeper understanding of the student. That's the life is all about paying attention, not just going through life. That's the HR gets us always back to the status quo of life is just going through life. This is one of the most dangerous positions we're in right now. Because we're in this present situation for so long, we were hoping to have a 6-day war. Then it was 6 days, today it should be 3 days. Under terrorists, what a big deal. We overpowered three big countries. But Hashem decided otherwise. And it's already a 3-month war. Getting closer there anyway. And we have two ways of dealing with this. The Sahara's way of dealing is too much. So just forget about everything, just go on with life. That's a very easy way of doing it. Just go on with life. Don't let it break you. Go on with life. Going on with life is the biggest authority one can do. You can go on. There's so many members of Klal Yisrael and Mamish in danger. Every second of their lives. Be the soldiers, hostages, some members of Klal Yisrael living in Golis. Tens of thousands of families. There's a big problem now going on tasting in July. They used to go to all the lobbies of the hotels. Now all the hotels are people that dislocated people. No place to go on tasting. That should be a big story. That's the Messiah's never treats people. They're not on a holiday, not the normal schooling system, not in the environment, nothing wrong. So we're going to say, Shama Lai Nafshe, yeah, it's easier just to go on with life instead of thinking that thing. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want us to break ourselves. He wants us to be. We have to be in good spirits. This is the thing that people don't realize, that being good spirits and feeling the tzar of others is not a contradiction. We have enough room in our heart for both. Being good spirits is a necessity. Because if we're not good spirits, then we drag ourselves down, we drag everyone around us, everyone's that. It's not a shame to be in the position of, okay, I'm managing, what about everybody else? Too much for me. Blotted out of my life. We're all one nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to feel the tzar of others. So the truth is that if we look at the whole picture, we mean, Zbainin, what are we? What is Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is the nation of the nation of Torah, the nation that is eternal goodness. We appreciate how special we are, how great we are, and we always in the state of good spirits. I'm in good spirits because I'm the Am Hashem. Whatever's going through my life, there's opportunities for me to increase my shleimus, have more of the eternal good, better than it's free. So the situation is painful, and chalam. How did that happen? I should feel the pain of others and do what I can to benefit. And the most powerful thing I can do to benefit them is transfer that cash between clients and I through my business session. I'll find something I can personally do for others. I'm not saving money, also good. Even the fact that I feel sad for others helps them. It's a shame too, that more Jews are inside, care for one another. It also brings issues. Sure. My feeling is that they pay more attention that I'm not davening just for myself, I'm davening for others. Whatever we're doing. So the two things are out of sphere, that's the important thing. It's always good to live in the bigger picture of life. Not be caught up with myself, and not look away from the rest of the world. See the whole big picture. The whole big picture is Hashem is on top of it, the whole scene. He's together with us, and he's saying, my dear sons and daughters, just you know how to yourself, bring yourself closer to me, I'll take care of everything. Be in good spirits. That's what it says. She ain't of the leader of the Ultimate Kuvah of the Torah. It says the same thing of Moshe Rabbeinu. It starts from the parasha of Kibbutz Mitzrayim. It says Moshe Rabbeinu also put his ain't of the leader in the Torah of Klal Yisrael. Ain't of means we see things externally, we see them, also not we hear them, and then we put them into our heart. So there's a lot of suffering going on. Let me see what I can make it better. Okay, we take some responsibility. But I am very powerful. I am close to Hashem. You should have a wonderful week of Surah Tzavis. I appreciate the good we have and the kaitas we have. Take advantage of it.